Yo.
Hey, is this Ivan?
Yes.
Hey, Ivan, this is Hashem with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Right.
Good. I know you're probably busy. I didn't want to take up much of your time here, but I wanted to follow up with you on an offer that we sent to the business about 2 weeks ago. I'm not sure if you had a chance to take a look at it or not, but it was based off some financing you did with Bank of the West. It was a pre-approval for working cap and equipment. And I kind of wanted to circle back with you, see if you had anything coming up in the pipeline at all.
No, nothing. I'm pretty much locked in, where
Great
I'm
stuff.
at, and business is really tough right now. I don't even have good financials because there's nobody buying any equipment.
No
So
kidding.
I'm not going to change anything. Nobody's buying anything. I
Really?
sell exclusively to the scrap metal industry, and scrap iron prices are the same level they were in 1979, so there's nobody buying anything.
No kidding, really. Has it
Yeah.
changed year on year, or is it pretty much the same?
Yeah, no, it's no. It's been 3 years in a row down.
Really?
Three years in a row down. As everybody in the scrap metal business, there's not one of them spending a nickel on scrap.
No
Big
kidding.
yards that usually run 25, 30,000 ton a month are running 1 and 2,000 ton a month.
Wow, that's insane.
There's
What's the
about
reason
six
for
steel
such a
mills
big
that are shut
downfall?
down, and more that are going to be mothballed this year too.
Wow. What's the
So
reason for people not
not
buying
going to be
anymore?
changing. Everything's just going to stay status quo.
Yeah, so it seems like, at least for the time being. But was there a particular reason for why people stopped buying?
The Chinese stopped buying. They were building city upon city upon city using
Right.
lots and lots of steel and railroads and the dams and everything else, and then they just stopped. So that was taking up 70% of all the scrap metal in the U.S. going over there. And then
Wow.
the oil well drilling pipe used to use 250,000 tons a month, every
Wow.
month, going into that. And when the oil prices dropped, they mothballed those steel mills, so they're out. There's like 15,000 workers that have been laid off just
Wow.
because of the
My
oil well
God.
drilling, and there's nothing going on.
Wow,
Just
that's pretty insane. Is it
nothing.
just the entire industry as a whole, or would you say it's kind of based on the location of where you're at as well?
No, the whole industry. Worldwide. Europe, same thing. I used to buy machines out of Europe. I don't buy anything anymore. But I
Wow.
used to buy machines in Europe, and they're offering me all the time. I mean, they can buy a $100,000 machine today for 25,000, but if there's nobody buying, it's not that great of a deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely not. Would not be a good deal. Wow. Do you think that the election's going to kind of have some sort of play on this at
Nope.
all?
No,
Not
none
really.
whatsoever.
No.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, because
Just what city are you in? What
I'm in
city?
San Diego.
All right. So how many high-rise buildings are being put in downtown San Diego with those big tower cranes?
They're actually working on a few of them right now.
Okay. Well, I live in Denver and there aren't any.
Really?
And we just went to Minneapolis, there aren't any. And I was in
Wow.
Houston about 3 months ago and there weren't any. So
Really?
you look at that, and each building takes 8 to 10,000 tons of steel.
Right.
And if there's no cities that are building skyscrapers, then where's the steel going to go?
Right,
They
right.
don't use it in houses. They don't use it. The only thing they're using it in is cars and steel buildings and high-rise buildings, and that's it. As far as domestic use, we're screwed.
Really,
We're absolutely screwed.
and you've kind of branched out to all these other cities to see what the status is there too.
No, I am the largest seller of used equipment in the United States,
Right.
and all of my competitors have been calling me trying to dump inventory because they're
Really?
stuck in wind just like I am. Yeah,
No
all
kidding.
of them.
Wow. Well, have you
That's
thought
what we
to
call.
kind of move into like some sort of different industry at all, or are you just kind of hanging
I
tight?
can't. I don't have a choice. I
Right.
get $3 million worth of inventory. I have maybe $10,000 in the bank. I can't branch anything. I got to
Right,
sell
right.
what I've got, so I'm stuck.
Wow. So pretty much you're waiting on sales. You're waiting on
Yeah.
somebody to come in and buy it. Wow. Okay. And there's no projections for that happening anytime soon.
No, and my whole inventory is worth less than it was a year ago.
Wow. So just every year, it just kind of
So,
depreciates.
I can stay in business long enough to see a turnaround, but projections are nothing for 17. They're talking about middle of 18.
Man, that's crazy. That's a long time to hold out.
Yep.
Wow. Well,
Okay.
definitely hope business picks back up for you. Sorry to hear that. I mean, I hate when I talk to business owners and I hear everything is kind of going on the downfall. I mean, I'm guessing I can't really help you out in that area since you're not getting
No.
customers to come in. Man, that's tough. That's tough.
So appreciate the call. I'm gonna grab
Yeah,
the set in
absolutely.
line.
Yeah, all right. I hope
Okay.
everything goes out better for you.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care, Adam.